or CBA Mobile.
Q4YDI Mobile.
Q4YDI? I believe we talked before, but I do not remember your name. The name is David, and just in case you're wondering, I'm going to play some tennis.
My name's David as well, and I'm going to watch a lacrosse game.
Okay, well, I'm hoping to get a little exercise. I'm going to be using, I tried to get somebody hit singles with me, and I couldn't find anybody. Of course, it was kind of last minute. But anyway, so the court I'm on is also the court for the ball machine, and I've paid for that thing for a year, so I'm going to go and use the ball machine.
Day for it, and the weather's gorgeous, and it's nice and hot.
The more sweating I can do, the better. I've already played once today at, let's see, 10:30, yep. We just changed our time for March, for April. So we're playing at 10:30 instead of 12. We've been meeting at 12, you know, just because the temperature is a little warmer, but anywho. So, I couldn't get a singles game going tonight, like I said, so I figured the ball machine's the next best thing.
Yeah, ball machine could work out pretty well. I don't know, I hadn't used one of those since I was a kid, I don't think.
I'm a long way. you can vary the speed, you can make it sweep across the court so you're constantly having to move. You can change the bounce, whether it's, you know, you want it to bounce high or lower. There's just all kinds of variables. It's a pretty decent ball machine. Well, what are you up to this evening?
Just left one soccer game with the kids, and then I'm headed to this next one, lacrosse game tonight.
Are you watching this live or on TV?
It's my kids. The first one was my daughter, and the second one is my son.
Well, you know, I've never been to a lacrosse game. I've always thought it was interesting because it's, even though, I mean, I know it's not anything like tennis, but it's, I guess, in the same family, maybe. That might be a stretch. But it just looks like an interesting game.
For several years now, but when I first got into it, or when he first got into it and I was learning the game, I fell in love with it. It's fast-paced and there's a lot of physicality in it. It's just a great sport to watch.
Where is he playing?
Man, it's a high school, a local high school team here. Well, he's on JV, but he's in eighth grade, but he's playing on the high school team.
This is JL Man.
JL Man, the Patriots.
I know one of the teachers there. I don't know what Sarah's last name is now. But she, when I knew her, she was a teenager. at Washington Avenue. Her name, she's one of the, she was one of the Buckleys, or is. At that time, all of them, I think all of them attended Washington Avenue, and I think most of them sang in the choir, if not all of them. Their dad, Dr. Buckley, was the minister of music. I actually got to fill in for him a few times while I was there.
Very good. We just moved here a few years ago, so I probably don't know her.
Long time ago. It just seems like yesterday to me, but that was in the late 80s. So, you know, it just feels like it happened last week. But, in fact, Dr. Buckley died, I think, last year. He passed away, and I went to the funeral, and they asked me to sing. They had a choir for him, and because he was just a huge music fan, and, you know, choirs and just anything music. And his oldest daughter, Susan, directed the choir. So it was really interesting. And the guy that sat next to me was from Furman University. He was one of the professors. And I said, I think he was from the music department. And he said, I asked him, I said, do you know Bill Thomas? Because Bill at that time was the head of the music department there at Furman. I don't know if he still is. I'm going to let the repeater drop out. So, I told him a story on Bill Thomas when he was my voice teacher at Mars Hill years ago in the late 70s. We stopped at Appalachian State, and we were starting our choir tour, and they had a bowling alley, so we were bowling, and Bill Thomas, we called him BT back then, he got a bowling ball that the thumb hole was too small. So when he threw the ball down the lane, he went down the lane with it, just bounced. He's a real kind of heavy set guy. I mean, I guess you just have to see it, but I mean, this guy weighed, I don't know, 350 probably, and it was just hilarious.
Funny. Seeing people bowl sometimes, you get a kick out of it. I've seen people throw them and fall down and do all kinds of stuff on bowling alleys. It's funny.
Yeah, that's forever etched in my mind. He said, he told me, the guy beside me, he told me, after I told him that, he said, I can't wait to see Bill Thomas. I just laughed. I said, yeah, he's going to love me. But anyway, oh, me. Well, we had a lot of fun back then, but gosh, that's been like a lifetime ago now. Heck, I've been retired 10 years by the middle of this month.
Well, it sounds like you're staying busy playing tennis and all that, so that's good. You gotta stay occupied somehow.
KB4CBA Mobile. Well, yeah, and I retired when I was 60, so, and I just turned 70, so, I'm not real happy about that, but, you know, there's not much you can do about that. Time, as my dad used to say, time marches on, and I say, you're ready or not. You know, life comes at you, and so anyway, you take the good with the bad.
Students slow down for anybody. I've learned that is for sure. And waking up in the mornings, you feel a little bit more stiff every day, and things don't move as quickly as they used to.
Okay, and how old are you? What shape when you when you get my age? Oh, me. In fact, I wouldn't have any problems, but I was involved in an accident down in Hilton Head. I was going down there for a wedding, or we were down there for a wedding, and my brother-in-law was driving, and it was his car, and I was sitting in the front seat. The wives were in the car, turned left in front of us, and we T-boned it. Of course, it was their fault, but, you know, it didn't matter because we wound up getting the worst of it. And I saw him turning, so I locked my knees and stiffened up. And it really did some damage, especially to my right knee. And I tell you, I wish to goodness I'd just never gone. I didn't get to go to the wedding. We were in the emergency room with my wife. So she got hurt worse than anybody, and she was in the back seat. But my knees would be absolutely perfect if I hadn't been involved in that, because before that, I had zero problems with them.
Watch these idiots driving around on the road and all this traffic and everything. People would act like they don't know the rules, but got to keep your head on a swivel. So anyway, speaking of that, I am pulling into where we're supposed to be, so I'm going to say goodbye to you and hope you have fun playing tennis. Enjoy that weather, and 73, KQ4YDI. I'll be clear.
Boy, the Q's so, and I'm just about there myself. Just got a little, I guess maybe less than a mile. You have a good evening. Enjoy this beautiful weather. KB4CPA Mobile.
KO4PXB.
KB4CPA.
I figured you'd be already warming up for tennis.
Well, I'm going to be hitting the ball machine tonight, so I'll have to get there, you know, real early. My time didn't start for another 21 minutes, I guess. And but anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I can practice my forehand and backhand, and good Lord, especially my backhand, I need to practice that. So, but anywho, so that's where I'm headed. I'm getting ready to pull in the parking lot here.
Wouldn't it be easier to turn on the ball machine to let them balls come out instead of just hitting the machine itself?
Right. Well, I tell you what I'll do. You come on down here, and I will let you look at the chute where the ball comes out and make sure it's working. You can lean over and just look right down in there, and you know, it'll let you know real quick if it's working or not. I think that would be the interesting thing to do.
I'm going to take a rain check on that one, that'll be a rain check you're going to be holding on forever, because my parents did not raise a fool.
You know, it's April Fool's Day, so, oh, me, I'll tell you. Well, I think I found me a spot here. And so I guess I better run. I gotta change shoes. I've got a pair of tennis shoes and I never wear them. The only place I wear them is on the tennis court. So I'm gonna and change into those, and I'll get, and then all I'll have to do is show my ID and head on down to the court. But I should be able to take my time doing that.
I don't think I've asked you this yet before. The courts there, they're not clay, are they?
That, yeah, they are clay, but, well, the ones that, the one that has the ball machine is asphalt. We have three asphalt courts, and the rest of them are clay, 1 through 9, and then 10, 11, 12 are, 1 through 9 are clay courts, and then 10, 11, 12 are hard courts, what we call hard courts, asphalt. And then we have a bubble, and it has two hard courts in it, too. So I guess we have five hard courts altogether.
Are any one of them worse than on your knees playing?
Hard court's a little less forgiving, and but I, you know, it's not like I'm hurting. I mean, or writhing in pain, because I played. I did a clinic last night, and of course, all the courts were wet, so we. They always reserve the bubble for that time, too, just in case they need it. And so we did the clinic inside the bubble, and it's, you know, like I said, it's hard court, so didn't bother my knees at all. So as long as I stretch, it's kind of weird, but if I stretch my calf muscle before I play, especially, you know, my right leg, because my right knee gives me the trouble, and it practically eliminates any pain whatsoever. It's really interesting how that works.
It gets all that synovial fluid in joints and stuff up and moving around instead of being sedentary.
For CBA, well, you know, I kind of lost you on that. I mean, you're using all those big words on me. I'm kidding. But, yeah, you're right. And, you know, I try not to sit around all day. And, but I have been guilty of that since I retired. It's, it doesn't bother me to just sit around and watch TV. You know, some people, they say, you know, I've got to be doing something. I've got to be doing something. Well, not me. I mean, I can be doing something, and most of the time I am, but, you know, there's also times when I can just do nothing and not feel guilty about it.
Yep. Sometimes it's just good to absolutely do nothing. That's it, pretty much. Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, when I get off work due to the fact that I don't have enough time during work to actually go out and do any kind of fitness workout, when I do the TV commercial workouts, when a commercial comes on, I get down and do sit-ups, push-ups, and you know, some exercise that way till the 15 minutes later when the show comes back on from commercials.
Okay, so I remember you talking about that. You've mentioned that several times. I think it's an excellent idea. And, because I hate commercials. And, in fact, what we do is we can pause our TV. We don't have a recorder, but the way some of the apps are set up, you can pause it. And then you just go do something else that you need to get done. And then you come back, and you can fast forward through the commercials and go straight to the show. And usually, I mean, if you're gone long enough, you can do that through the whole show and miss, you know, fast forward through all the commercials. And I guess it's kind of cheating, but hey, it works, you know. But anyway, well, I'm going to jump out of here, Lloyd, and you I'll let you have the final say-so there, but enjoy the QSO. As always, 73 KB4 CBA. Clear after your final.
All right, sir. Please enjoy your tennis game and be careful for the rest of the day and the week until I talk to you again. It's KO4 PXB.